Like what I'm hearing from the Cronulla Sharks and Jack Bird in particular, saying always sets goals high. We wanted to play this year in the grand final and win it. They achieved that. And they honestly believe they can do what Brisbane did back in 92-93, and that's go back-to-back. Well, you've got to set those sorts of goals. Let's go and say good morning to Lyle Gorman, the Cronulla Sharks CEO. G'day, Lyle.
Morning, man. How are you?
I guess that's the aim, isn't it? But it's the aim for all the clubs, and you're now going to be the hunted. How are things shaping up?
Yeah, look, we're looking really well. We're backing, obviously, in full pre-season at the minute. The boys have got a great attitude, enjoyed a well-earned break after a long season and a bit of pace, a celebration, obviously, around the grand final. But as you say, the goals are very high. Our job's to raise the bar, not be satisfied with where we are. And that's our focus.
Yeah, and Lyle, it's all about backing up, isn't it, the next season? It's very hard to do and have another successful season, but it's exactly what your aim would be.
Yeah, I spent a fair bit of time talking about this with the coach yesterday. The hunger in our squad's still very, very strong. There's a lot of young guys with a lot of football ahead of them, and some come in at the end of their career, you know, Gal, Luke and so on, who have still got a lot of thirst for success, mate. They're born winners, not born losers. And I think you'll find that'll filter across our club. We're not going to make false statements about where we might be at the end of the year, but be assured our goals to keep going is where we were.
Lyle, life as a CEO in the world of the NRL is never dull. I think that's... In the past week, mate, you've got one player going to the NFL. You've got another player or ex-player going to the Japanese rugby. First off, can I deal with Ben Barber? Then I'll get to Valentine Holmes. But obviously, Ben, is he still on your radar, mate? Are you in contact with him? How is he? And would you like to have him back?
The decision around Benny was a mutual one. And what we both agreed was that for him to address what he wanted to address in his personal life, he needed to be well away from the distractions of professional sport and the demands of professional sport. And for the first time in a long time, focus purely on himself and his future and his wife. And that's why we agreed for the mutual termination. Now, Benny, as you know, last year was our Members Player of the Year. I think he was the 18 tries and 15 assists or the other way around. You know, his defence on the line, his high ball was outstanding. It's a footballer you'd love to have in your club, but what we said is we think our view is that if we can look back in 40 years and say look at Benny and the life he's led, not just in three around football, we'll be a better club for that, and he'll be a better person. The door's open for him, mate, but he's got to want to come back to football first of all, and more importantly, he's got to be really settled in his own life.
Was there a smokescreen there, though? Because, Lyle, towards the end of the season, he basically was saying, look, this is the happiest I've been. Obviously, the form said he seemed happy. He was playing the best footy we'd seen for a number of seasons. So where did it all come from?
What do you mean by a smokescreen, mate?
Sense that were you unaware that he had issues that he needed to get on top of? Because everything else...
He was playing good,
seemed that everything was flying in his life, and he was saying that publicly.
Hey, look, what he was saying was very, very happy with his football and his club, obviously, and his teammates and the success he's experiencing on the field. I don't want to talk too much about Benny's personal life in the public forum, but I think he's the first to acknowledge, and he put his hand up to say, look, I've got some issues I need to and want to address. I've put them on the back burner for too long, and it was a very mutual decision. Despite the catalyst for it, it was a very mutual decision.
Lyle, Valentine Holmes with this little foray, you know, from the four nations over to the NFL. Are you worried you lose him, or you just think you're letting him, you know, scratch an itch?
Look, I think the latter is probably a fair summation of what it's about. You know, is it a good look for the game when you've got one of your elite players off the back of a kangaroo tour and a premiership to be presenting himself in another environment? No. This was discussed at the CEO conference we had yesterday, actually, and I think you'll find the league will come out with a stronger view on these sort of things in the future, in the very short term.
So instead of a club having to make a decision where you say, well, go and scratch the itch, the governing body will say, no, you're contracted to our code, so you don't go on trial for any other code.
Yeah, look, I wouldn't be surprised that we saw an outcome like that in the very near future, based on discussions yesterday. Fair to say it was a universal view that professional athletes in our code, you know, the risk factor of going over there. If you pop an ACL or something, the look and feel for the brand and so on, it wasn't well received across the clubs. I think you will find there'll be a stronger view. Yeah, it's already in their contract. You can't do certain things around rugby union, AFL and so on. So I think you'll see a broadening and strengthening of that in the short term.
James Seguiaro, linked to the club or not?
Oh, mate, look, only to the extent that if he ever became available, you know, clearly we've got a replacement task on our hands at the moment around Mick. We've got a couple of really good young talents in our club with Terrington and Braley coming through and obviously Peter Brown and so on. But we've made it fairly clear it's a position we'd like just a little bit more depth in. But yeah, he's contracted, he's got his own challenges there, and it looks like the club have put a very strong line in the sand. So I don't think you'll see anything happen, mate, at our end.
And we're lucky enough to be chatting with Lyle Gorman, CEO of the Cronulla Sharks. Lyle, you set up the A-League, you set up the Wanderers. Their expansion is definitely on there. They've declared expansion of the A-League. Are you worried if they bring a team in from the Shire or, you know, Southern Sydney that it could erode your support for the Cronulla Sharks?
No, look, I don't believe that's the case. I think if you look at the Shire in the first instance around its history in elite sport and in terms of developing talented athletes, and then you look at the Sutherland Football Association being the largest registered player group in the Southern Hemisphere. You look at the passion and pride that exists across the Shire. You set all that on one side and you say, look, the future of sport and the support of it in this area is incredibly strong. And you look at us as owners of a stadium. You know, we're in a very unique position, as you know, in sport in Australia, owning our own venue. Mm. Of course, content is very important in that regard. So if we could run a program that certainly catered for both A-League and Rugby League in a very harmonious way across the year, it'd be a great opportunity for us.
Lyle, can I ask you, we're talking about the Big Bash possibly trying to stage a game or two on Christmas Day. What are your thoughts as a CEO?
Look, I haven't heard that one, and ironically, I'm on the board of Cricket New South Wales. I was interested in the helmets for bowlers and wondering whether we should have a different field each half for rugby league, but that'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Particularly with weather. Is it a big sacrosanct? Probably to me, it's a big sacrosanct that day. I mean, Boxing Day's great. Yeah, we've bought in games on Christmas Eve and so on. I think that's fine. I think everyone's in the spirit of celebration. But is it one of those days where you protect it, I think, and on a personal view, without a whole of game view, that's probably where I'd sit.
Yeah, see, I probably used to think that about Good Friday and even horse racing on it. And horse racing.
It's an interesting one, isn't it? I still say personally, mate, for me, it's one of those days that, you know, I know our family look forward to immensely because of what it brings, and it brings families together.
Yeah.
I guess you can do that in a sporting environment like we do every other week of the year, but I'd like to see it out of there.
Lyle, I know we've covered a lot of topics there, Japanese rugby, NFL, cricket on Christmas Day, and and
what
soccer
about Japanese rugby league, mate? We haven't put up the white flag on that, have we? I was talking to our chairman yesterday. I think there's a tremendous opportunity to look at, you know, broadening our reach across Asia in terms of our game. And you know, they got a funny shape ball over there already. So, you know, why not look at the Japanese rugby league?
What, could we possibly have a team in the NRL?
Well, I don't know, mate. I mean, what we should never limit our thinking for a start. But certainly, you know, Asia's a very fertile market. And a lot of people are talking about China and so on. But I wonder, in terms of our game, whether Japan's a sleeping giant that needs a bit of prodding.
Maybe, yeah, interesting.
Maybe Eddie Jones could jump code, go over there and head up rugby league there.
Eddie.
Well, Eddie could well do that, couldn't he? Well, it's not the first time we've had a code hoppers coaching like that.
No.
I think Checker would be happy if he left England. It winds him up too much.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Lyle.
Not a lot of love there, is there?
Nah, not a lot of love at the moment.
How have you found Lyle's sponsorship since you won the NRL?
How have I found what, mate?
The sponsorship side of things.
Yeah, mate, look, it's interesting. You know, it's well documented that our major partner, their owner, Capital Health, has, you know, gone through some fairly significant challenges in the market in terms of its share price and so on. It's gone from about $1.05 to about 12 cents, I think. And they're looking at massive cost-cutting exercises and approached us about getting out of the last year of their contract. Not out of desire, but out of necessity. And we sort of said, we'll consider that, you know, if we can find the right partner to fill that void. I mean, it's also well known, yeah, we're ranked number 5 in Australia across all football codes. There's only Swans, Kangaroos, Cowboys and Bulldogs ahead of us. So the value proposition is incredible in our club at the moment. So that's an area where we're working really hard right now to try and see if we can come to a satisfactory arrangement that helps someone who's backed us, but at the same time preserve, you know, the value proposition around our club and our brand.
Lyle, terrific to chat. We've covered plenty of thought-provoking moments there throughout the last 5 minutes or so. We thank you so much, mate. Thanks for your time throughout the year. Have a really good Christmas as well, Christmas.
Yeah, you too, guys. Hopefully you're celebrating at home and not at a cricket game.
Good on you, Lyle. Thank you, mate.
Okay, all the best, fellas.
Lyle Gorman there. He's the Cronulla Sharks CEO.
And on the board of Cricket New South Wales.
Yes, he is.